Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. You're listening to Fire on the Earth. It's great to be here again today. Today, we're going to take up the readings from Mass, as we often do on the program. St. Paul is bringing our attention to things that are just profoundly important for us, as the Scripture is wont to do. The reading is simple and short, but he's talking about the grace of God that's given to us in the seal of the Holy Spirit. I'm particularly mindful of the phrase, the Spirit given to us as a down payment, that his seal was put upon us, as Paul describes, because we recently had confirmations at our parish. And the phrase, be sealed with the Holy Spirit, is a beautiful and a powerful and an amazing reality. You know, the sacrament is not just a symbol or a sign, but it's pointing to a reality. It brings about this reality that the church has the authority in the name of Jesus and the apostolic succession and the grace of the sacraments to bring about this reality, to speak in the authority in the name of the Lord. And the church speaks with a great yes in that moment. And those receiving it, when we say amen, we respond to it, so be it. And that's kind of the context here, a little bit related to this in Paul's reading this morning. So it says, brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. And so he was not vacillating in his relating to the community in Corinth, that his word was always clear, it was always yes, it was always about the Lord. And he gave pastoral judgments where they were needed, but he always stayed focused on the central things. And he's exhorting our yes to be yes as well. So in the next line, he says, for however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. All the promises of God, their yes are in Jesus. Jesus, the firstborn of a new creation, God's Son from all eternity, takes on human flesh and identifies himself with Adam, with us, with you and with me. And he does it so that he could bring us with him into the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to bring us home to the kingdom, to be with them forever. And Jesus' yes to the Father was yes all the way through. From his yes to leave heaven and to say yes to the Father's plan that he would become one of us, his yes to every step, every path the Father led him down, his yes in choosing the apostles, Jesus made it so clear that his whole life was about saying yes, saying amen, saying so be it to the Father. And it was that yes to the Father from beginning to end, never wavering in any real way. The Lord told us, and he teaches us even now through the Scriptures, that to understand him is to understand that to do the Father's will was his delight, that it was his very food to obey God, and that for Jesus to walk in the commandments of his Father was the definition of liberation, of true human fulfillment, of what it means to be human. And the contrast that Jesus draws, and he's so clear. But think about the battles today that go on in our culture and maybe in our own hearts, friends, how sometimes our yes is pretty strong yes to the Lord, but other times our yes, we waver, or we say no, or we say yes to sin, no to God, or what you see more and more happening among baptized people is many people making choices that are just drifting with the culture, and their yes is mostly to the culture, or they're living in the twilight, you know, somewhat in the light, somewhat in the dark. We'll touch on the gospel reading today. Jesus talks about being light and being salt. And it's so important that our yes be strong, like St. Paul says, and that we inherit the kingdom because Jesus' yes was unwavering. And that yes is amen to the Father and amen to what he's revealed and given to us in Jesus for the sake of our salvation. Again, for however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Because Jesus inherits everything, inherits the entire kingdom. And those who are baptized into Jesus, into his body, share in that inheritance. So Paul goes on to describe, he says, therefore, the amen from us, the so be it, Father, yes, Lord, from us also goes through him to God for glory. It goes through Jesus because we're united to Jesus. It's the miracle of what the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have done for us, uniting us to the victory of Jesus, to the destiny of Jesus, to his living and dwelling and being clothed in glory. It's all there. Blessed be God. So Paul goes on and says, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why we utter the amen through him to the glory of God. We say amen to the Lord, and that yes to the Lord is yes to the Father. We're ultimately, just as in the Eucharist itself, we celebrate, you know, the prayer, the pattern of prayer that the Lord has led us into is demonstrated perfectly there on earth. You know, that Jesus, we're uniting our prayers to the perfect offering of Jesus in the power of the Spirit through the Son to the Father and in the Holy Spirit. It's Trinitarian. It's Trinitarian because the nature of what we've been brought into, we've literally been brought into the relationship between the Father and the Son and in the Holy Spirit. That is why we utter the amen through him to the glory of God, but it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has commissioned us. So every one of us has been established in our baptism. We're united to Jesus. We're established in an unshakable relationship because it's one that's grounded in the authority of the Father. It's the Father's plan. It's the Father's yes. And so we share in this. This is God the Father's will. This is what I often remember the words of St. John Paul II. It says, you know, Christianity is the religion that begins in the heart of a loving Father. The whole work of salvation, the sending of the Son, the sending of the Spirit, the establishing of the church, the whole reality of who we are in Christ, it originates in the heart of a loving Father. And that's what Jesus came to show us. And that's what the Spirit wants to reveal in us as well. We see, we've talked many times over the years of the beautiful passage in Romans chapter 8, how the Spirit speaks to our spirit, crying out, Abba, Father. We're not slaves, we're not orphans, we're not aliens, but we're sons and daughters. And the Spirit gives us confirmation, gives us faith, conviction that gives birth to hope that we have a destiny that's in the hands of an absolutely trustworthy Father and our Lord who's conquered all of our enemies so that we could share in that victory. Verse 22, he says, and he has put his seal upon us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit received in baptism and confirmation, the seal, the authority again of Jesus in his church seals it in baptism, seals it in confirmation. It's the stamp, like you've often heard commentaries. It's like kings and queens, those who had authority, they had a stamp and they're using wax or whatever they use for an envelope, they'd stamp it and they'd give an envelope to someone who went forth in their authority to go deliver that thing. And you have been sealed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have been sealed in the authority of Jesus according to the Father's plan. Now you belong to him, and now we live. We inherit what belongs to Jesus. And the promises, this is why Paul says, the promises are sure. Why? Because the first installment has been made. Who's the promise for? Those who bear the stamp, those who bear the mark, those who come into relationship with God the Father in Jesus and are now one with him and sharing in what belongs to him. Of course, from that position, we all are called to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We are little Christs, and we have this short window on earth, this short opportunity to prepare for an eternal weight of glory, Paul will say later in this very letter. But today in the Gospels, Jesus says something, and I think it's really timely. It's timely, I suppose. The words of Jesus are always timely, but in particular, in the battle that the church is in right now, Jesus talks about salt and light. Jesus said to his disciples, you're the salt of the earth. If that salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? If the salt loses its taste, what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. That's one image. We're meant to season the world with the life of God, with the very teaching of Jesus and how we live and how we love one another, how we communicate it, how we stand for the truth, how we, you know, hopefully by the grace and power of the Spirit, we keep saying yes, and we too, like Jesus, come to live in the commands and in obedience to the Father is the whole reason we're living. And then the Father builds a life out from us in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are salt. But he says if the salt goes flat, it's no longer good to him. What does he do with it? What do we do with flat salt? It's no good. Can't season anything. He said, throw it out and trample it underfoot. The second image, he says this, you're the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to the whole house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father in heaven. The deeds of the kingdom, the deeds that Jesus talks about, where this gospel is in the Sermon on the Mount, all the many things that Jesus leads us into in the Sermon on the Mount, and the lifestyle that the Lord expects his disciples to walk in with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the church, with other brothers and sisters. And again, your salt and your light. Very good meditation for us, brothers and sisters, at the beginning of the week here is, to what degree am I salt and light? We're imperfect. You're imperfect. This is not an exhortation that's meant to lead to reflection that leaves you in no place but self-condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But he wants us to be really honest with ourselves and examine ourselves. And to what degree am I seasoning the world that I inhabit, my marriage, my family, my home, my network of relationships, my work environment? To what environment am I bringing the goodness of the kingdom in a way that gives glory to our Father in heaven? I mean, that's the way we're meant to live in every environment. You can see the reality of the battle that we're in. I mean, Jesus taught us to pray the Our Father, right? The prayer to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, each day we want to honor your name by how we live. And we pray that your kingdom would come today in and through me. Your kingdom would come and your will would be done. This is the first desire, the first prayer that Jesus wants us to pray as his disciples. And it's an amazing prayer. It's a summary, really, of the gospel and what we're called to as disciples. And Jesus said, I know in our relationship, you want to pray, you want to ask me for help, and I'll give you help. Usually when we come to pray, the first things we're doing is we have a long list of worries and things that we have before the Lord. And he's okay with that. He wants us to bring to him everything that's really on our heart, but he wants us to understand that the crowning prayer is this prayer, is the Lord's Prayer. He wants us to gaze upon the Father. He wants us to see him as our Father, to experience his love. This is the tenderizing of the heart that the Holy Spirit is doing to help reshape our identity and give us lots of confidence before a loving Father. And then to be able to trust him then, like Jesus trusts him. I mean, the problem in the garden was Adam and Eve didn't trust God at a certain point. Jesus is giving us a new heart, his heart, in the Holy Spirit, that gives us a new capacity to be able to trust the Father. And then that trust leads us to say, Amen, Amen, Father. Whatever you say, Father, is food for me. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. People who do this, imperfect people like you and me who do this with the help of the Holy Spirit and the encouragement of the church and the teaching of Jesus, as we walk in little steps each day, this is how we are salt and light. Lord, we thank you for the seal and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us to walk in your grace today. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.